music. Hold on. Okay. Okay.
You know what you're listening to.
This is this six CD set. I want to get a final, but so that was I think it was tall. No, it wasn't, because each one had a record until somebody stole it. I had all of the records, so it. I think it was seven finals. Yeah, some extra stuff. Live performance or something. It was nice, but I can't get it. So, what else? Well, I just downloaded there was a preview of the Matrix something. I think it was in the, they say, Unreal Engine, Unreal Epic Games, said that it was in PlayStation, Xbox ready, but now they come into PC and you can, they're basically giving people, I guess, develop landscapes. They have all the cars and stuff. I downloaded all the cars. I didn't download the cars, but it's in my account. And I'll try it. See what happens. You know, it's the vehicle things. Like, because I write, since I write poker for one sim simulation, I did some view of the other ones. I'm like, just interested. That's it. You could get stuck in the Matrix. Are they gonna jack us and get us stuck in the Matrix? It's never ending. It just never ends. And it's like, so, like Cyberpunk 2077, once you get to a point, the first big mission, the whole world opens up, then there's endless of things you can do. You'd be stuck on a chair in front of your computer for days. I have friends like that. I did that in the beginning, but I just said, let me finish all the missions. So it took a week, and I stopped playing. Now I'm back a little bit, but like, oh my god, this never ends. I played the proper way. It takes forever. Did that with GTA 5 too. Before I start shooting people, I'm just like, let me just win races and see if I can get something. Then after like 3 years, I'm like, no, this is a bad idea. That's not what it's supposed to be. You fall into the bad. They want you to be bad because the game is pointing to the bad. But you get to learn a lot. You got to learn, try to avoid NPCs when you try to go on missions and try to avoid getting anybody else. If they're not provoking, don't do anything. Walk away. That is it. But that's street. That's what I learned from the street. Like real street, not video games. I'm talking street, New York City. Somebody has a problem with you, walk away. Don't get involved. Unless they start, then you gotta defend, right? But if they didn't start, they're just sitting yelling at you and screaming. I didn't even fuck you. to do something, just walk away. Don't listen. Don't say nothing. They might come up to you and talk. You just like, I'm leaving. Bye. No, because they got nothing else to do. This is what they got. They're bored. Because all boredom, they want to do something. They just walk. Yeah, I don't care. Don't care about you. They talk about simulations. I start watching Caprica again. I'm just thinking. You know, Caprica, the premise that the Cylons were made from person's consciousness upload. So I'm just sitting there thinking, like, geez, is that how they're going to pluck us in? Like, hey, you can live, you can still keep living. Then there's another TV show, new one, called Unplugged or something. I forgot, Upload. Yeah, Upload or something. And we're just, they're pushing for it. All this time, they're pushing. Like, whoa, right? It's crazy. And they know we like it, too. That's the screwed up part. Shocking clip, DHL. I'm on Zero Hedge. DHL jet snapping out. That happens a lot. What happened? UK? What? Yeah. Land. Emergency landing. Just breaking, splitting half. Oh, you did a power slide. Power slide, the rear, the main wheels, main gear went down, so split. Here's the thing about airplanes. It's pretty thin. When it's pressurized, the inside is pressurized. Inside, when you go above some, I don't know if they do it on the tarmac. I don't think so. Once they get up in the air, it gets balanced out. So it's like a balloon, basically, like an aluminum balloon. Yeah, they break apart easy. Now, is this safe? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Depends. If they're upkeeping these planes, yeah. 757-200. They need to be maintained. But whatever. I was looking at something else earlier on Zero Hedge. Beijing hired TikTok influencers. Real Housewives star to spread propaganda ahead of Winter Games. Oh, now we found out. What are you going to do? Tell people stop using TikTok. They got hooked. They got hooked in. And how do you get out? I As I said before, the only solution is to shut the net off completely. Force everybody to meet in person, face to face, and then force them to look at you when you talk, not staring at it. Oh, hope this guy goes away. Or the shopping cart, I've said this so many times. They pushing him. Shopping cart, they get near. Oh my god, hope this person doesn't. I'm gonna keep going straight. Hope this person goes around me. Oh my god. Oh. Okay, it's gone. Phew. How crazy is it? Nobody would look at each other. I'm not looking at a person. I just look straight. So I know who's coming, who's not. I don't want to try to run. Try to steer my way around. Dad hasn't got a vaccine. Can't donate kidney to kid, so he can't save your son. So the hospital murdered my son. Oh, damn yo. So, I don't know. All of this stuff. It's gonna come to light. And people are going like, oh, crap. What are you gonna do? Crap. I fought for that person in the office. Now, oh my god, crap. So it's gonna be crappy. It's gonna be crap everywhere. Holy cow, man. Launch an Israeli study fund that protection against COVID from first shot drops quickly. Oh, so you need 35 shots. This guy's crazy. Know where you're getting injected? What are they injecting him? No, I'm thinking maybe because they inject you with this thing and it's got this little things, nanites, whatever they call. Little flown around. Like, what will only cure now is chip you. Maybe that's the reason. And this way, chip it will go through the every piece, every little, tiny little things inside your nervous system just activate. Got the instruction. Move your fingers. Move your arms. It's going to be like that. I think that's what it is. I don't know. They don't make us robots. They're going to turn us into robots. Maybe. I don't know. Yes. No. I don't know. But this seems like that would make sense because those little nano things are activated by cell phone. Cell phones, I know. The chip should have, if you can build, they can build a chip with that small, with its own Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. This stuff's coming up. State Department memo. Lab leak was reaching up now. COVID-19. Oh, they knew? Yeah, of course they knew. They have to play the game. They gotta play the game. To playing the game. To them, it's like video game. for us.
We are playing games.
Well, that, not that article, the Beijing TikTok influencer with real, whatever that thing, propaganda. The best part of this whole article is the end. This, of course, begs the question, how many more influencers are presently engaged in their work? Oh. Who do you work for? Would you get money from? Uh-oh. Yeah. It's... I don't know. It's gone towards that direction. Espresso martini cocktail recipe. Ooh, vodka. Espresso, coffee, liquor, simple syrup. There's a book called 150 Bars You Need to Visit Before You Die. Oh, I'm sure I fizzle like maybe 15, 20. Or maybe more. Oh, no. Vodka. What kind of vodka? It's going to be, is it Russian vodka? It's a Russian espresso with a Russian coffee liquor, Russian simple syrup.
You like Russians. You suck. You're a sympathizer.
Oh, really?
Me? Sympathizer? What? Who? Where?
Oh, who cares? It's a martini. Drink it. I never got that. Some people said, I'm buying from this company because they're more ethical. So how do you know what they said on the box? Like, how do you know this company's ethical? You read it on their mission statement, but every company as a mission statement, so we're trying to be eco-friendly. We're eco-compliant. So how do you know? It's like, you know, hey, let's just say this martini right here, vodka, right? Vodka has to be made some way. It has to be run. They have to run the distiller. What's heating the distiller? What's the heat source coming from, right? No, an espresso. You got to get the coffee bean. Then you got to grind it. You got to do all that. Is it ethical? It could be. Could be not. Who knows? It probably not because you have to transport it to a big company that sells it in a bag. Transportation, airplanes. My airplane, what's it use? Yeah. What does the airplane use? Yeah, you know. Then it's got to be in the car. So what does the car use? Transport. How about the bag? What's it made of? Who's making it? And what's the process of that? How about the logos and paint? Like who's making that? Is it really ethical? So here's the thing. They're going to say whatever they want you. It's a marketing thing. That is it. It's nothing else. So I'll say, forget about this whole thing because when we're gone, Earth will clean itself out. So don't worry about it. Just go get a, go drink the espresso martini. Maybe you like it and it'll feel good. You can talk about life. No, other than the bad stuff. Like, think of something positive. Think about it. It has to be something else. There has to be. And don't talk about your TikTok. Don't bring out your phone. Have a real conversation with someone without a phone, without something, and talk about life. Can you talk about that? Can you do that? Or you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to check my phone again. Oh. You know, hey, that's all it's missing. Once we get it back, it'll be okay. The Matrix Awakened Unreal Engine 5. Okay, I'm just looking at the thing. I don't know what that is. I'm looking at the stupid matrix thing. It's a link, get download this file. Nope, it's not there anymore. Here's a reliable mirror of all the files. But it's nothing there. My computer will probably crash because of this, but I'm just interesting how they did the buildings. Like some of the building, like there's one that's like, hey, it looks like a flat trail building in New York. I'm just into the architecture stuff and the car stuff, the physical car, physical movement. That's it. Just want to see what's like. Interesting. I mean, it's, we're at the point that it's beginning to look very realistic. Now, if they fix, well, with these little things, just the look, wherever that thing, if they can, they're inside your nerve, that means you can feel pain, right? That's the most primal thing, is pain. And if they can do something like click, change it, do, click something on, then everybody's leg will start feeling pain. Like, whoa, what is that? Then all of a sudden your hands start feeling pain. Then all of a sudden you get a headache. They control. I think that's what they want to do. This is whole transhumanism thing. They're trying. They're pushing really hard. So this is human 4.0. No, this is human 2.0. You think it will work? Happen? I don't know. From my point of view, it just, if it happened, then something else will happen. And it's gonna take it down. It's my point of view of this. But in the meantime, it's interesting for me, like, to look into, like, oh, wow. But ask your brother, just go out, take a walk somewhere. Listen to music with no screens or nothing, just music. Also, get a sketch pad or get something else. Sometimes I just sit there and just think about stuff. And that's the best. And that's a, today's Friday. That's how you should spend Friday, Saturdays, weekends. Just good tunes, good food. Maybe you have some company, a good company. And talk about things. And it's like, yeah, leave a digital device at the door. I think I'm going to have those rules. From now on, anybody visits, leave your device at the door. So where's your Wi-Fi? I don't have Wi-Fi. Leave your device at the door. Nothing works in here. Nothing digital, nothing IoT works in here. Just me, you, music, food, maybe some liquor or coffee, whatever, chat. We have that. Wonder. Really do. Wonder. I'm not saying that digital stuff's not bad. I mean, I have digital cameras. I love those things. I don't have to process film, but I do miss processing films. You know, doing black and white, darkroom stuff. I do miss it. But my Fujifilm reproduced the black and white just same way I want it. So I like it. That's the thing. It could be connected. I shut it off. It's only airplane mode. I don't need to connect. I'm not using that. For that purpose. I said, but you're missing the stuff. You can remotely send the photos into a printer or send it to your screen, somebody's screen. They can see what you... I don't have anybody. See? We can see you something. No. I like my viewfinder just fine. You will not believe how many people... They convinced me to turn it on. You're missing this. You're missing that. It's so cool. Like, I'm a traditional photographer. I know my lighting. I know my f-stops. I know my film speed. Shutter speed. I do manual focus most of the time. So this. What I do, because that's how I learned it. Those are mostly younger kids. They tell you, missing this is nice, but they ever took a photo with a film camera and have it developed. Only got 24. 36 frames. So each one has to be perfectly. Each picture you take has to be perfect. Lighting, everything, click. No pushing films, no nothing. Just this is how it is. And if it take pictures like that, that's an art form. So, well, I don't know what else is here, really. This weekend is Friday. Well, what a way to start Friday. Craziness. Craziness in the house. Craziness in out of the house. But I noticed the truth are coming on. So, even the big news, big guys. You know, the truth is coming out. What the stuff? And of course, then the buds. What's with the big buds? I got a big butt. Oh, yeah? Why? Why do you have it? Well, some people are born with them. I know that, but there are others just, they keep injecting with something. I don't want the cottage cheese. I don't want it. All those things. It's worth it. I don't know. Is it worth it? Do you think about that? It's like the things you did, like the way you did it to gain access of something. Say it was worth it. Do you ever ask yourself that? Nothing is good, bad, whatever. Sometimes I have stuff. It's like, oh, it's totally worth it. Like, you know, go surfing, go snowboarding. Just go do it. And you'd be like, yeah, it's totally worth it. Even though I fell a few times, who cares? It was fun. But then there are other things like, is it worth it? You know, like bodily augmentation. Is that worth it? I remember a friend who took steroids, but then they didn't lift, and they got this weirdness. Then they stopped, then they got fat. Like, oh, no. They didn't take steroids because of some kind of ailment. They took it because they said, I want to build big muscles. I don't want to work out. It's like, that's not what it is. Take steroids and you got to work out. Weird stuff. Okay, I don't know what else is there today. I need to do something. I rolled a poke. Well, it's the vehicle stuff. I rewrote something in my head first. I figured it out. Well, what's the best? So I'm gonna change it. I'll go in. I'll jack myself in. Only be like 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, it's done. Bye. That's how I write programs now. It's like, it's in my head first. Concepts in my head. It's like, how do I transform that into these codes? Like, okay, you should probably do this. Then it's done. It's nothing else. Nothing else need to do. The Kinky 365 Day Sequel. Netflix. What's going on with this Netflix? Prong. I call it prong. Netflix prom. Now, if the movie did not have those things, you think people at today's, like today, people would think, still think the movie's good without the sex scenes. You can do like old days. Oh, close to the room, close to the door. You know. Oh, they're doing that stuff. Leave it to your imagination what it is. Instead of showing you. You don't need to include. Well, because, oh, we need extra like 30 minutes. What should we do? Yeah, let's put those in. Get some marketing piece. We get more people to watch the movie. Totally. You take that out, means nothing. Right? It doesn't have any meaning other than you could just say, like I said, close the door and let the audience imagine. And then write more story of it. Maybe more in-depth story. And I think that's what it is. Hollywood relied on so much this tech stuff, and so much the sex stuff, and so much the social things. Like, where's the story? I want to see a good story. Not something that's done before and you just revamped it. It's like, no, do a good story. Real, really good story. And nothing to do with this whole inclusive stuff. Say, screw that. Screw the inclusive thing. Also, screw the politics. Don't get any politics, human politics, in the story. Do it differently. I think people will like it better that way. If it's a good story and it doesn't involve anything what you see on TV, what you've seen the last 10 years, politics, all that stuff. So there's nothing in there with this. No, I would like it. No, why? Because that's what movies was originally about. You escape your life. This. Take it to somewhere else so you can forget about this life. You don't want to be reminded of what your life is inside a movie. But sort of it went towards that way. Then this sucks. That's why, no, I haven't been to a theater for so long. Yeah, can't go. Cannot go. It's crazy. They forgot how to write books. Like, really good stories. Really, really good stories. But now I'm thinking about it. Is that maybe that's one way they're pushing us so that we're stuck in a virtual world? It's like, oh, well, my virtual world is more exciting than this thing, this politics stuff. This is better escape. Could it be? You know, think about it. Entertainment, that type of entertainment. And soon, you know, the movie's going to go away. And it's going to be virtual world. I mean, it's happening already. YouTube. We'll go on YouTube, DLive. There's always 24-hour 24/7 video game. Like, you can just look at anything. I have stuff in there. I have I think one of my YouTube has I put the Sato Corsa stuff. Just put the same track. This No Slip. Once in a while, I was like, okay, let me try out Spa. SPA. I'll try the Monaco's Hard, because nobody has it on the server. That's a download track. So, and I just, no. Each, whenever I feel that, like, yes, I can hot lap today, right now. they'll record it or stream it. So I have a whole bunch of them, but I'm able to download them or something and put them, compile them together, but they're not in the main channel. You can't find them. They're hidden. But that's it. Maybe that's what they want, these guys. You know, forever into a video. There's a video of that. I think I posted, I don't know when. There's a really crazy video. Old video. People are talking about, they got the thing from, I don't know where I'm thinking. It's probably the UN thing, the Agenda 2020 or something, 2012. It's like forever get kids into video games, just lock them in there. That was for the millennials, so millennials are stuck in there. I'm sort of stuck in there sometimes. So that's how they're gonna get you, and they did it. The fact that I had to re-download Unreal Engine so I can see what this stupid Matrix thing is about and just fooling around with it says a lot. So, I don't know. If you won't play it, but I say don't get stuck. Walk out. It's like today, Friday. Yeah, go out. Go hang out in a bar or somewhere. Go hang out with friends. Drop your phones. Drop all digital device. Take a breath. Fresh air. Do that. And you know what? You probably feel better. Want to learn how to surf? Go learn how to surf today. Just the moment. It's like, I'm going to do this. Instead of procrastinating, maybe I should, I'll get hurt. Don't even think about it. Just, I want to go, well, example surfing. So I want to go surfing. Just go. Go down to the beach. Go see, ask around. Is there some instructor somewhere? Or you can go online if you want. Like, yeah, I want to learn how to surf. Somebody will teach you. Just go. Do it. Don't think. Do. Anyway, I think this is it. I'm not going to keep going. Because now I'm just rambling in circles. Have a great weekend. Have an excellent Friday. Have a great weekend. Have a, I don't know, wonderful life.
Have a wonderful life.
No. Listen to good music. Listen to Van Halen. Listen to them. Listen to the studio album. 1978 to 1984. The best time. Let me see. This is my favorite song. One of my favorite songs. Have a wonderful Friday. Yeah, this is how Friday should be spent. Listen to this. You have a convertible, get a top down. You don't have, they have sunroof, open the sunroof. And listen to, don't have to listen to Van Halen, just listen to good music. And like, nod your head. Yeah, so have a great Friday, have a great weekend. enjoy. Try to stay away from the blue screen. And I say, I'll be back on Monday. See ya.